Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 17, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. We're getting right near the Christmas holidays here. I'm slowing down in the horse racing industry, as I'm observing, so not too many things going on these next 2 weeks, I would think.
No, they race through the holiday season.
Yeah, just not big.
But it's not a whole lot of stakes races. I think the next big day in racing is probably the Pegasus World Cup day.
Yep. End of January.
So there'll be some horses that might be getting some tune-ups going into that that day. I mean, it's not just the Pegasus World Cup that day. There's a number of stakes races that day. So, it's, people are busy, so.
Yep, absolutely. So, now I got the holidays coming up, and I'll be able to get to hopefully relax a little bit.
Yep.
So let's dig right in. Make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you can click the links and all the ways you can listen to us. All the bases are covered. Just click a link. Be sure you join our Facebook group as well. That link is also there at the top on our website, where we may post some videos or any other items. You can ask your Amazon Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn and be able to listen to the latest episode. And downloads keep going. We appreciate everybody listening. We can't thank you enough. Thanks for listening here. Also, we'll talk about a donation page. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, please go to our Patreon page and give us a donation. That's patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. That would be much appreciated. We'll review last week, and we had some pretty good results last week. This will be a short show this week. We only have two races you've handicapped this week, and there'll be no nuggets this week as well. So go ahead and let's review last week.
Yeah, talk about stuff to be happy about, Dave.
Yeah, very happy.
So our review last week: 5 stakes races, handicap 2 top pick winners. We had a horse that paid $10. We had another one that paid $5.40 to win. We had a top 3 pick winner, which paid $17 to win, which kind of was the icing on the cake for our pick 3 winner, which paid $254. And we had 3 exacta winners boxing our top 3 picks in out of the 5 races. So on a little bit of a nice streak right now, a nice money-making streak. We had to pick 4 last week and 2 weeks ago, and then this pick 3 last week. So doing pretty well, Dave. 353 stakes races handicapped, 154 top 2 pick winners, still tracking along at 44%.
Right, and we also even hit that consolation pick 5, which I was surprised.
Oh yeah, we did. That's right. Yeah, and that was a nice bonus.
$78, I think it was, or
in our Twin Spires account. Yeah.
I don't know if that was because of Twin Spires or must, or
no, I don't know. No, I think there was a consolation there, which was great.
So there was a very, very good week. We always like to have those once in a while here. So, all right, we have 2 races this week, one at Aqueduct and one at Gulfstream. Let me go to the race at Aqueduct. It's the 8th race, flipping the pages through the program here. And as soon as I get to it, and here it is. We have a mile and eighth race. It's it's the Queens County. The purse is $125,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yep, my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is Exulting. Kieran McLaughlin trains. Rajiv Marag is the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. We get a third off the layoff horse, kind of horse, getting blinkers on. Nice equipment change there by McLaughlin. This horse has been showing early speed in those 2 races previously at Aqueduct, and now with the blinkers on, maybe this horse will be more focused in the stretch. And I would expect a peak effort here by Exulting. Another note, Dave, I did circle a couple of times when this horse has had the far outside post position at that race at Saratoga in a very short field of 5, he had the 5 post and 1. But the previous race at Belmont was out of the nine post out of nine horses and won. So I'm not overly concerned about the outside post position with this horse, since it looks like this horse can win and is comfortable racing on the outside of horses. We get 4-1 with a horse with early speed getting blinkers on. Makes sense to me. I'm going to make the 10 horse, Exulting, our top selection in this eighth race at Aqueduct on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is DeGrom. John Surface trains E. Lopez, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. I do have a note here that this horse had a poor start last time and raced wide and yet still won on that very difficult racetrack at Parks. My big thing is that when Lopez and Service get teamed up together, they're 30%. And that's out of a pretty decent sample size, 33%. Service is 26% when his horses have won their last time out. So let's make the 7 horse, Dave DeGrom, our second selection in this eighth race at Gulfstream on, at Aqueduct on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 1 horse. The 1 horse is Name Changer. Alan Goldberg trains Jose Lascano, who got hurt yesterday. So I don't know that he's going to be the jockey of record or be on this horse tomorrow or not. So you should check the changes on the program when they get announced. But this horse is 3-1 in the morning line. The thing I liked about this horse was the winning record, 16 lifetime starts, 7 wins, almost half the time this horse wins, a 2nd and 4/3. But I did note Goldberg's record in not in graded stakes races, but just in stakes races across the board in 32 tries. He's a 6% trainer, which, so to me, 3-1 is pretty rich for a morning line favorite whose trainer only wins 6% of the time in this profile of a race. But Based on this horse's ability and the fact that he's got a nice winning record, I think we would be it would be a mistake for us not to put this horse in as our third selection. So let's make Name Changer our third and final selection in this eighth race at Aqueduct on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, race 8, Aqueduct Saturday, our selections are going to be 10, 7, and 1.
Okay, and then the last race you have for this week is the 10th race at Gulfstream Park. It's 7 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's the Mr. Prospector. That's a $100,000 purse and 3-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is Wild Shot. George Spanky Arnold is the trainer. BJ Hernandez, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. We get 2nd off the layoff. We get a horse that's taken a pretty nice class drop, was racing in a bunch of graded stakes races last year as a 3-year-old, was going up against, you know, some of the top 3-year-olds that were out there. We get a pretty serviceable race the last time out at 7 furlongs, get a bullet workout in the holster coming into this one, get one of our top jockeys, BJ Hernandez. So it's at 10-1, Dave. We're going to make the 7 horse Wild Shot our top selection. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 11 horse Cole Front. We get Pletcher training. We get Johnny Velasquez as the jockey. This horse certainly can show early speed, draws a advantageous outside post position where Johnny can pretty much decide whether he wants to go or just sit in stock. Clearly, Velasquez has won with this horse before, 3 times here in the past performances. And 2 of those times, triple-digit buyer speed figures. This horse was a $575,000 purchase. So you know this horse is well-intended. We're going to make Cole Front, the 11 horse, our second selection in Gulfstream's 10th race on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 9 horse. The 9 horse is Conquest Big E. This is a horse for the course. 12 lifetime starts at Gulfstream, 3 wins. And 2 of those wins were triple-digit buyer speed figures. You take a look at those 2 races early in the year. Had, you know, put together a couple of nice 100 buyer speed figures in those races. I've also noted this horse has some early foot, so on or near the pace, which is generally where you want to be in these kinds of races. and at 10-1 with Jose Ortiz as the jockey. Pretty nice jockey change there. So we're going to make the 9-horse Conquest Big E our third and final selection. So to summarize, the 10th race at Gulfstream on Saturday, our selections are going to be 7, 11, and 9, Dave.
Okay. This is probably going to be our shortest show we've done in a while. Short and sweet this week, but that's okay. Like I said, it's a little slow towards the end of the year, but we'll keep giving you some more stuff next week as well.
Would you like to sing some Christmas carols or something, Dave?
No, or Kumbaya.
Philip the time.
No time, Philip at all. It's just a short, sweet show this week. I just wanted to make sure everybody understands. That's why.
I can sing Happy Holidays for you all.
I don't know if you want to do that.
It's that time of year. Yeah. I didn't want to not have a podcast this week since we're on such a nice run right now. So I did find a couple stakes races to nail. But I wish all of our listeners, of our followers, all the people who've been loyal to us over the last couple years as we've been doing these podcasts, happy holidays and Merry Christmas and enjoy it with your family, man. Life is short.
Yep. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody, from me as well. And then we'll have one last show next week before the new year, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And we'll talk to you just before the new year. Let's wrap it up again. Our website is offthechartshorseracing.com. You can visit that site. You know where to find us and you know where to do if you need to listen to us. And we want you to listen to us. On Twitter, make sure you're following us on Twitter at offthechartshr. If any podcasting updates or maybe race day changes, maybe Steve will have a couple of extra picks. You never know. If you want to send us an email is at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Any other closing comments?
No, Dave, just appreciate the folks that are, as I said, are our followers and, are active on Twitter and sending us messages. And I mean, we really enjoy this. It's a great time of year just to be very appreciative of everything. So I'm looking forward to the holiday. I'll be out at Trackside in Arlington Heights tomorrow. And
we're joining you.
Yep. We'll watch a few races and head home and get ready for the holiday.
Get ready for the Christmas holiday. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.